Classic Rock 105.9 WGKC. It is Rob Stone, and I am very pleased to be joined by one of the most recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees and our night guy, Alice Cooper. Alice, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today.
Well, thank you. You know, this is my first day of interviews as a Hall of Famer, and it was fun last night. I mean, we had a great time. Elton was there and Springsteen, and, you know, I mean, it was really, really a lot of fun.
I can't imagine what it was like to be up on stage with all of these names, and you are now among rock and roll royalty.
Well, you know, it's you stay 45 years in the business, and I think, you know, I a lot of bands are worried about if they're ever going to get in. I think everybody's going to get their shot. It doesn't go in chronological order. It really is a nominating committee that tries to get a variety of people in, so they don't just have four hard rock bands going in. You know, this year it was Dr. John, who was a total individual. Darlene Love, who was Motown. Alice Cooper, 70s rock. Neil Diamond, you know, I mean, totally commercial, down the middle of the road rock. And Tom Waits, you know, so I mean, that's about as eclectic as you can get. Really hope that we opened the door for bands like Kiss and, you know, and sort of the more theatrical 70s bands.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. As a matter of fact, last night, I usually don't read message boards, but I was reading about the induction, and people were just livid that Rush wasn't in and Kiss isn't in. So hopefully, yeah, maybe not only...
You know, Deep Purple.
Yes, that was...
The Moody Blues, Donovan. I mean, I can think of Steve Miller. There's a lot of great, great acts that aren't in, but they will get their moment. They really will.
You mentioned Pete Townsend, the Beatles, Stones as some of your rock heroes. You got... can you throw some others at me?
Well, you know, what I said last night was I think everybody was influenced by the Beatles. I mean, even if you didn't know you were being influenced, Beatle melody lines were everywhere. Rolling Stones, same thing. We were all influenced by them. But then we were more interested after that with the Yardbirds and the Who and the Kinks. Those were the bands that were the real stage rock bands that I related to. And so I learned a lot about attitude on stage from Pete Townsend. You know, Pete Townsend never went on stage with a sort of a, gosh, I hope you like us tonight attitude. He went up there and grabbed the audience by the throat and shook them. And I said, that's what we should always do. The Yardbirds were always experimenting with different kinds of things going on with their singles. I mean, to this day, the Yardbirds probably made the most unique singles of anybody. So, yeah, those were the bands that I had to tip my hat to. Because they were our teachers.
They definitely got you, or at least helped to get you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because you took things from them, it certainly sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I think we were all influenced by a lot of different things. I mean, we were also influenced by West Side Story. We were influenced by old 50s horror movies, you know what I mean? There were a lot of things that influenced us, but musically, I think we've always been a two-guitar, bass drums, lead singer, hard rock band, and we always will be. That's our forte, is just, you know, Midwest hard rock.
That's right, from the Give the People What They Want file.
Absolutely, and if somebody's paying $30, $40, $50 to see a show, give them the show. You know, I mean, give them more than their money's worth.
I have to say, I'm not surprised that you got some influence through horror movies, but you threw a musical at me. That's
Well, West Side Story was something that we looked at and we went, how cool, two gangs. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, we just kind of said, that is the coolest thing in the world. You know, and in those days when we first got together, we were in Arizona where we had long hair and the cowboys were always out to kill us. So, I mean, we never ever went anywhere alone. It was like West Side Story. You know, you didn't go into somebody's territory without two or three friends.
Yep, you got to have your posse with you.
That was it.
Can you talk to me about Rob Zombie? I know he inducted you last night.
Yeah, and I told him last night when he gets in, I'm inducting him.
That is so cool.
Rob is sort of like my little brother. You know, he is one of the guys that gets it, that you can put rock, horror, and comedy all together in one bed and make it work. I think that there's something that's so simpatico with those three things. But you do have to have the songs. You have to have the songs. In other words, you have to have the cake before you can put the icing on it. If you're going to do theatrics, you have to be able to hang it on something. And without those songs, we would just be a puppet show up there. If we rehearsed 10 hours a day, 9 hours was on the music. And I think Rob treats it that way, too. Rob's band is very well rehearsed. You know, you really just do have to have a great band in order to pull it off.
Is it true that he painted a portrait of you in fourth grade?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I didn't really realize how much of an influence I was with him. And another one last night was Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox was there, and he says, "You have no idea." He says that if Alice Cooper said it was okay, then it was okay. He says, as far as I was concerned, you were gospel. And I never realized how deep Michael J. Fox was into Alice Cooper.
I was going to say, getting props from Alex P. Keaton is a pretty cool thing,
pretty
too.
Pretty cool. I mean, you know, he was at the show in Vancouver that I fell off the stage and broke all my ribs, and he told me all this stuff that was like, you know, he knew more about me than I did. So I was really impressed with that.
Have you signed any autographs with HOF after your name yet?
You know, I haven't done that yet. I don't know if I will do that. I don't know if that's kind of bragging, you know. If somebody wants me to put that on there, I will. You know, you'd put HOF 11, you mm-hmm. know, which means that was the year you went in. If they want that, yeah, I would do that. But I don't think I would bring it up, you know. I would just kind of let them assume, well, I'm in the Hall of Fame, but I'm not going to, you know, wear a banner, you know.
Alice Cooper does not have the ego of a $30 million baseball player.
No, I'm afraid not, yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I wonder if it's harder to get in the Baseball Hall of Fame, though. You know, when you think of it, I mean, Pete Rose should have been in long time ago.
Yeah, I remember, I read that last night, that you're on the Pete Rose Into the Hall of Fame bandwagon.
Well, I almost was going to have Pete Rose accept for me. Just, it would just have been a funny idea. You know, he can't get into his own Hall of Fame, which is like, Pete Rose not being in the Hall of Fame is like Ted Williams not being in the, you know, Hall of Fame. It's unbelievable.
I'm getting a picture. If Pete Rose had inducted you last night, the thing that came to my mind was, how many open mouths would there have been in the crowd to see Pete Rose up on stage?
It would have been so funny. In fact, I really, really, really dabbled with the idea of bringing him up, you know. But I didn't want to make him look like I was ridiculing him at all. You know, I'm a big fan of his. You know, I mean, he bet on his own team. You know, if he was betting against his team, I could see what the problem would be. But, you know, you're betting that your team is going to win. I don't see how that's a foul.
It's the ultimate confidence, laying down a couple of G's on your own team.
You're putting money on your own team, saying, hey, I think we can beat you guys.
Hey, speaking of sports, I have a burning question. I love golf, and I'm much better at PS3 Tiger Woods than the real thing. But I know that you attack many golf courses, so I have to ask you, have you ever played Sawgrass?
Yes, many times.
And what was your best score on 17?
17, I parred it twice.
All right.
You know, I just hit a pitching wedge in there, and it was on a day there was a lot of wind. I did play there one time with Rocco Mediate, and the wind was blowing about 40 miles an hour, and we stood there with 8 irons, hitting 8 irons as hard as we could and could not get to the water. I mean, could not get to the green. So if you get wind out there, it's either it could be a sand wedge or it could be a 6 iron.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 120 yards, so, I mean, it really is a very difficult hole.
I was going to say, once you get on that green, putting on that thing has got to be just horrific.
Oh, you're so happy when your ball hits and stops up there. It's sort of like you that's all you care about. You don't care if you 5-putt after that. At least you hit the green.
Yeah, it's like Fred Flintstone stopping the Flintstone mobile. You want those little feet to come out on the
exactly.
golf course.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
Well, it's the same thing with the 16th hole at the Phoenix Open. When you have 30,000 people on that one hole, it's like you're going into the Coliseum. And if you miss that green, they'll boo you. It doesn't matter who you are. If you hit the green, they cheer you. So you really want to hit that green. It's only 140 yards.
So it doesn't matter that you're a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. The boo birds will still come out.
They'll boo you. Oh, yeah. If you hit the green and roll off, they'll boo you.
I wanted to ask you, is there a tour in the future?
Well, we go back out in May. This is not with my original band. This is with my other band, the band that I tour with. That will start in South America, and then we'll go from Europe to there to do all the big festivals, back to the States and Canada, and, you know, I mean, it'll be a six-month tour.
I don't know how you do it with your radio show, the Alice Cooper Foundation, your tours, and of course...
I love doing the show from on the road. You know, I tape the show on the road, and so, like, if we're in the tour bus, I love the idea that that you're doing the show from the tour bus.
Is it a Partridge Family-looking bus or a little more modern?
Yeah, well, it's very modern, very high-tech. I mean, everything you could imagine is on that bus. giant televisions, 500 stations, so you can sit there all day. It's like traveling in a living room, so it's really very comfortable.
And Reuben Kincaid is not driving.
No, Reuben Kincaid is not driving, but that's a good trivia question.
Alice, thanks so much for taking time with me today. I really appreciate it, and we love the work you do on Nights with Alice Cooper, too.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. Rob, it's fun being on the station.